And you know, it's appropriate that I made mention earlier in the week to the Clare Byrne live show on RT1 television and these weekly recreation scenarios that they create. Last Monday, they were telling us how to eat and drink outside and saw the need to produce a special set complete with picnic table and pizza boxes and neon signs and even a portaloo. This has been part and parcel of the content of the show for quite some time. Last October, you may remember, and I remember discussing it on the show at the time, they recreated a drive-through vaccination scene where the presenter, Clare Byrne, rocked up in her car inside the RT studio, as far as I remember, to be met by pharmacist and former Fine Gael TD Kate O'Connell, who gave her a flu jab. Here's a reminder of part of that broadcast.
The flu vaccine is going to play a vital role in our fight against COVID-19 this winter. And pharmacist and former TD Kate O'Connell is here and she's going to give me the flu jab. The reason I'm in a car is because Kate will now be allowed, according to these new regulations, going to switch this off, to give me the flu jab in my car, Kate, is that right?
Hello, Claire, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a bit nervous, but anyway.
Okay, don't be nervous. We went through all the questions earlier on. If you just drop your arm down, we leave it down loose. And I'm just... I'll give you the injection. I might put a little plaster on you. We can have a chat afterwards.
Okay. So I have filled in a form and you're happy that I'm suitable for this injection?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, that segment led to an official complaint through the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. The complaint was made by County Leitrim man Sean Wynne, former general election candidate in Sligo Leitrim. We were informed yesterday by the BAI that the complaint he'd made had not been upheld. Sean, good morning to you.
Good morning, Niall.
And thanks for joining us. On what basis did you lodge a complaint? What was so objectionable about that piece?
The objectionable part is that there is legislation in place under Statutory Instrument Number 541, 2007, which is the control of medicines, advertising medicines and vaccines. So there's legislation in this land that controls how it's presented. And the question is, you know, were they in breach? In other words, if it was during, you know, a break in the news and it was a conventional ad, it would be deemed inappropriate. But because it's included as part of a programme, it is deemed not to be advertising. And that's the kernel of the issue, is that RTE continually flout that. They did it the same in the Thai show with Turberty, where they had a child vaccinating a teddy bear and mentioning Pfizer. So, you know, you either have laws in the land that you respect or you don't. No, we accept, but we completely disagree with the findings of the BAI because the RTEs, you know, completely dismissed it as vexatious that under Section 47.1, the head of editorial and standards said that what the points we were raising in relation to informed consent and reading the patient information leaflet, that was fulfilled, Jordan. And as
I think that was said in the slot there. And bear in mind, this is television, and time is money, as we know, and we can't, or television can't include everything in it. But the paperwork, and we heard the clip there, and that was the response of the complaints committee that, with regard to the information included in the broadcast, they noted that the presenter and the pharmacist stated at the beginning of the broadcast that all necessary paperwork had been undertaken. Does that not cover all of your concerns then, Sean?
No, it doesn't. Because if you have a vaccination, the idea was that this new superstructure of drive-through vaccinations, they didn't, for instance, say that the other information you need to get, that the efficacy of the flu jab is running about 30-35%. So there was information, I take your point, Niall, that you can't give all this information. But remember, there's one important thing. If something goes wrong, and I mean, that's proven in relation to the swine flu, that it's now in the forecourts, that there's up to 100 children with narcolepsy, their lives destroyed because people weren't prepared to stand up and, you know, complain. Like you had, say, Dr. Gerard Waters there in Selbridge, say he wouldn't inject into something that he wouldn't inject into himself. And the IMO have, I believe, struck him off. So you need medical people to come out. And it's shocking. Like we had in the relation to the HPV vaccine, which is the background to all of this, is that out of 1,650 complaints lodged with the HPRA, only 9 were from doctors, and that can be confirmed or denied by the HPRA if they'd like to come on your show. I'm glad to debate it with us. Okay. So the background to all of this is there's one word that covers everything, a coincidence. If something goes wrong, it's always put down to a coincidence. And that's the problem in Ireland. If we're having an inquiry in a couple of years, all these people now that are giving us advice will be running to the hills and they'll be invoking. For instance, there's a 1982 memo for people that want to check it in relation to the whooping cough from the then Taoiseach's office on the 24th of the 1982 regarding the whooping cough. And I'll just read the last sentence. Proving this is, if the government undertake liability for compensation to persons who may or may not have been damaged by the whooping cough vaccination, they will open the floodgates. So they providing cause and effect in this area is next to impossible.
Okay.
Anyway, we let the ordinary law apply, as in the case of the...
Okay, but I'm sure you accept the finding, but it was worth making the point. And well, I don't know if anyone else publicised it. It is on public record. You think it was important from your point of view and those people you represent, if you do represent anybody, that you did highlight it?
Girls, this, as we had been previous discussions on your programme,
yeah,
regarding the HPV vaccine, and they always used the key phrase, which is that, you know, the girls... that they come along and, you know, the benefits far outweigh the risks, but they never talk about their... And as long as I have no objections with anybody in relation to, if people want to go ahead and get whatever vaccination they want, but they should be told unequivocally and without any ifs or buts that there is a patient information leaflet that they should see the adverse reactions, adverse events, and weigh up in percentage terms is risk worth it. And if it's not, you shouldn't get it. And if you believe you should get it, well, by all means, go ahead and get it. So anybody who says that, you'd be accused of being an anti-vaxxer.
Well, but I was just going to come to that. That's the term being loosely bandied around lately, that people like you are anti-vaxxers.
Absolutely. You know, now, is that people need to need, never more so than now, they need information. And that's the important thing, is that there's people out there that they say, well, nobody spoke up, we didn't know about it. Well, they know about us, and what are they doing about us? And the fact that's the problem for us all. And this is as we progress through, you know, the options available. One particular type of vaccine today is suitable for over 60s, but not suitable for under 60s. So what medical information is available that makes that a valid judgment?
Okay, all right.
If we were able to take this to the courts, I mean, we had the Father Rillins case, we had, you know, the Sean Gallagher case. If you had the legal resources to do it, then the BEI would have to reverse a lot of what they... And I acknowledge that it's balanced in what the position of RTE is. But the fact is, the key issue is the legality of using a programme to... As I say, we still contend that it amounts to advertising the product.